CAMSAC, the Duck Mountain Nordic Club, is in final stages of preparing for their 44th annual Duck Mountain Loppet, slated for February 22. According to Cross Country Canada, a loppet can be defined as a great gathering of skiers who ski on a specifically groomed trail, either classic, diagonal stride, or free skating technique, of various distances. The event also includes food and fellowship. Kevin Sutton, spokesperson for the club, says, "An early and sufficient snowfall got us off to a good start. In order to continue to support the grooming efforts of the park, the club had to purchase a large grooming snowmobile, a Ski-Doo Scandic, as well as a roller to pack the snow. The large financial commitment made by the club to invest in this grooming equipment is just one of the many things club members do to ensure a fun and safe cross-country ski experience." Sutton acknowledges that volunteers put in over 120 hours this fall to help with pre-season trail cleanup, along with another 80 hours during ski season. Support for the Duck Mountain Nordic Club comes by way of membership purchases as well as grant money from Cross Country Saskatchewan. Memberships can be purchased online by going to the club's website or here, and click on Register for Club or Event, searching the Duck Mountain Current Year Membership tab. Planning begins before Christmas for the Loppet. The club's goal is to build upon the history of our club and Loppet as created by local legend, Bruno Lemire, adds Sutton. Past Loppet participants have traveled from many parts of Saskatchewan, Manitoba and Alberta, and Sutton believes they will expect the same for this year's event. The last 2 years, organizers say they had about 150 participants, though in 2023, the temperature was minus 28, and in 2024 the temps were a balmy plus 3. Ski distances range from 540 kilometers, with a special jackrabbit course for the little ones, which also includes hot dog and marshmallow roasting, says Sutton. Considered an outing rather than a race, the event doesn't have an official start time, with check-in beginning at the log-in shelter between 8:30 to 11 a.m. Sutton thanked local businesses that have offered financial support for the event, and noted the participant safety supported by the presence of SASK ski patrollers. Skiers can anticipate a fun day of cross-country skiing, snacks at each of the 5 trail shelters, as well as eligibility for an abundance of draw prizes, said Sutton. Organizers say they are bringing back the taco bar, provided by the Iron Grill, as popular reviews showed this was a great addition to the event. Those that are interested can follow the Duck Mountain Nordic Club on their Facebook page.